Hello, and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I'm your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I'm Drew Current.
Yay! Hi, Jamie. Jamie's here. Jamie, I miss you so much. Jamie used to live in Chicago, and then she left us for Nueva York. Yes, calling in all the way from the big city. So Jamie is a comedian, of course. Chicago, world famous, New York, all over the place. Mm-hmm. And she's also a writer for BuzzFeed, which is very cool. So Jamie, how's it going in New York? Great, and now you have this cool new job. You're basically a Hallmark movie.
Yep.
Oh, yes. And Jamie, do you have previous experience with Hallmark movies? This isn't like your first one you're watching, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. And did you watch them like growing up, like with your family and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
15 and pregnant. that year matters.
Yeah, 16's it's fine to be pregnant when you're 16.
I have that on DVD, by the way. Just saying. I love her. But yeah, okay, so more of a lifetime background, like mm-hmm. most of us. You know, we put our time and energy into Lifetime during the year, but during the holiday season, it's good to take a little break from the murder and, you know, the cheerleader murdering each other stories mm-hmm. and jump over to Hallmark. So today we are talking about Finding Santa, starring Jodie Sweetin and no one else notable.
I mean,
oh yeah, he does look very soap opera-y. Yes. So we start with Jodie Sweetin, and she's like, you know, just hanging out in the town, just right? Yes, she has a...
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Good Day USA is coming to town to televise the 50th annual Christmas Eve parade.
Oh, this is Tanner. Tanner.
Yeah, Stephanie Tanner.
Stephanie Tanner,
yep. Jodie Sweetin, okay. Stephanie Tanner, the middle child, finally getting her own movie.
Get that movie.
This is her first Hallmark movie. And
I feel like it would be her first movie ever.
Probably, actually. I mean, like, the only thing I know that she's done recently is that reality show with some other, like Beverly Mitchell and the girl from Step by Step.
Celebrity Addiction?
Something like that.
Oh.
Oh, probably. Okay. I mean, all these actresses on Hallmark were previously on Dancing with the Stars. So it's like the thing you do is like you get relevant with Dancing with the Stars and then you do a Hallmark movie. So people are like, oh yeah, they're from Dancing with the Stars. Yes, this is pretty much the Olsen twins are the only ones left out now. But you know, they're, mm-hmm. they're too busy dating men half their age or whatever.
Yeah.
Double their age. Oh, they're married. Oh, they're both married? Of them. Right. Okay. I kind of fell off with the Olsen twins. I don't really follow them, but since Jamie's from New York, she probably sees them every day. Yeah. So yeah. So we're in the town and like, you know, she's like getting everything ready. She's going to like have like a selfie station with Santa and like, you know, there's like a snowing in the store for some reason. Like she has it like decked out ready to go.
It's snowing in the store?
It's like some button she presses and like the store nice. Is New York Times recommended as like the best town like the Santa is New York Times recommended, he's the best Santa like, oh, okay. in the area,
he's just the best one and it's at that store.
No, yeah, yeah. He runs a Santa school. He, like, is just the best Santa, and he's going to be in the parade. That's why the USA, Good Day USA is coming.
Sorry, a Santa school?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that real?
Probably. I mean, they have to do some type of training if they're dealing with children.
I get...
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Yeah. So...
It's like an ancient tome. You will swear the oath of Santa Claus. I like it.
So, yes, the Santa is, you know, going to the selfie station, and he slips on some ice, and he has to go to the hospital. He's injured because he's an old man, you know? He can't just be slipping on ice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. No one dies in these movies.
Not in a Hallmark movie. No, they already...
They already are dead, and it was a car accident.
Yeah, that's...
that's how that happens. So don't...
And it was apparent.
Slipping on ice, no one ever dies. Oh, wait, no. Someone did slip on ice and die in one of these movies one time because I was like, whoa, Hallmark.
Whoa, guys.
Anyways, but he didn't die. He's just injured, and they have to find a replacement for him in time for this Good Day USA to come in.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, boy.
So Tom White is the Santa. That's his name, Tom White.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, my son lives in Boston, and I've been trying to get him to like, you know, take on the family business. But, you know, he's not about it. He's a writer. You should give him a call. You should try him out. And so she's like, okay. Oh, her name's Grace, by the way. Right? Grace or mm-hmm. Grace Long. That's like such a...
Grace Long. Okay.
Yeah, that's her name.
That's a weird last name to have.
So generic. And, but, you know, she's famous from this town store or whatever. And the parade. But yeah, so she's like, okay, well, I'll give him a call. So she calls him and he's like, no, I'm not that interested in that. But then she, like, does she go? She drives up there, right, Jamie? Yes. And he's, like, writing on his laptop because he's a writer.
Well, you know, I mean, you know that, right? Jamie is a writer, so.
Oh, yeah,
Jamie, you know that.
Yeah, so would you
for
have.
For a fact.
Yeah, working at BuzzFeed.
Is that a fact? Yeah. No. No, you don't. Of course not. You got to be either a writer or Santa Claus.
Yeah. So she's like not taking no for an answer. And in the conversation in the coffee shop, he casually mentions that he has to like start working for Uber in like 10 minutes. So she's like, okay, well, I've got an idea. So she,
classic writer.
Right. It is a total writer move to work for Uber.
To work for Uber.
So she gets out her phone and she like, somehow magically gets him as her Uber driver. And then she's like, okay, where are we going? And she's like, we're going to Green River.
Can we back up
Connecticut.
Real quick?
Yes.
Can we back up? So I'm confused. So this guy is the guy that should be Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
And he was recommend...
Santa's son.
Oh, so he's the son of the guy who had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Ben White.
I was confused, but I get it. It's in his
face. Yeah.
Yes. I'm on. No.
Oh.
No, he's rebelling.
Tying it all together. So they're in the Uber, they're driving down, and Ben's like, let's listen to jazz music. And Grace is like, how about Christmas music? And they're just like, you know, not getting along. They're not meshing on this car ride, right? So we get to the hometown, and what happens? He like sees his family and he's like, I don't want to follow in your footsteps. And then, yeah, he storms off and like he's like going to the coffee shop to write his novel. And yeah, she's like following him and she's like, well, you know, let's decorate cookies and do a montage about decorating cookies now, because that's just what happens in these. So yeah, so he's, you know, just trying to like get his parents to, I don't even know, like, oh yeah,
what? His book, the book he's writing is about zombies?
I guess. I missed that. To full disclosure, I had 3 martinis this night. So I loved this. This is a great movie. What did they think? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The what? Oh, the cards. Yeah.
Wow. Hallmark has really rebranded itself to like not even be associated with cards. I was like, cards? Like, what? Like playing cards?
It's the game.
Oh, they're so good. Yes. I love Hallmark card commercials. They're the best. Yes. Yeah, he's like, uno momento. Feliz Navidad. It's so awkward. Yes. But that is for another time. So Ben is like, you know, rebelling against his parents. And then they're like, just stay for, it's Christmas. And he's like, I have to go back to Boston for my job. It's the busiest time of year. And, you know, his job is an Uber driver. Like, you could literally do that anywhere. Right?
I have to go back to my hometown.
It's a very, people need rides from the airport. Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of, I did, you know, take an Uber or ride share. I don't want to like brand like one over the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is a busy time of year. So yeah, so then, she takes an Uber back to Boston? Why? I'm reading my notes. They're like very jumbled. Oh, right. So is she paying for this ride or is this a free Uber ride? Oh, okay. So yeah, so they're like headed back up together and they bond more on this trip than the first one. So like, you know, they're talking about her dead parents and... Mm.
Did they die in a car wreck?
Not specified that I know.
So yeah, it's a car wreck. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. So yeah, they're talking about that and they're like bonding or whatever. And then it's like unexpected whiteout conditions on the highway. Mm-hmm. And it's like really bad. I watched this in the Christmas train, so both of them have whiteouts. So
perfect.
I don't remember how bad this one was. But yeah, so due to the storm, they have to like pull off somewhere between Boston and Green River. And it's like Grace is like, oh, my friend lives right here. What a coincidence. And they pull up to like this amazing house. It's like the like... Gorgeous. It was so nice. And then who's there, Drew? Bobby from The Sweetest Christmas with Lacey Chabert. The little boy.
What?
Yeah, little gay me. He's in this as a the random kid of this house.
So, Jamie, I don't know if you've been noticing. So, there's a whole Hallmark cinematic universe, kind of like Marvel.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that I like these little things like that. That like, oh, this was a little dude from one of the other Hallmark movies that are bad.
Yes, and I don't know if he was playing Bobby, but I called him Bobby, and to me he will always be Bobby.
I think he was.
Yes. They're at this house, and they take them in, and it's all great. And then he like wins the kids over by reciting like the night before Christmas from memory, because what happens? They like someone tore out a page of the end. Yeah, probably like chill out, kid. So
kids Ben, will be kids.
Ben like recites the whole thing and it's like up the ladder, here, clatter, or whatever, diarrhea, I don't know.
diarrhea.
Right, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, everyone knows the end of that. Like, he drove out away, out of sight in the night, and they went to a place, and they had a good night. Right? So I'm disproving your point that everyone knows that. But yeah, so then we get another scene of, like, Grace in the kitchen making eggnog from scratch, which was so disgusting. It's like, it was so weird. What? Yeah. Yeah, like, it was, like, some sexy, like, thing or, like, romantic. And it's, like, just milk that she put on the stove and put, like, what is that? A Sinise, like, that star.
Sinise. Arnice, yeah. Arnice.
One of those and, like, a couple cloves.
You mean a Gary Sinise?
A Gary Sinise, okay. Yeah.
Just a little Gary Sinise.
Ay, ay, ay. So, yes. I don't know. Oh, yes. Ooh. They almost kiss in the kitchen. The whole family runs in like, what eggnog's here? Hooray. Yeah, they really did. Well, you know, it is a blizzard, so they're just staying warm.
I mean, I would only wear the Christmas pajamas if it was a blizzard too. You know what? Don't judge these
people. Yeah. So then the kid has like a level 10 freak out about like the snowstorm and that they're not going to be able to go see Santa and get their wishes in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I want to go to the mall. I want to see Santa.
Oh.
And. Oh, right. Yeah. That's so dumb.
What?
Like, yeah, he has a fever. So.
No, we can't go. Yeah.
Leave, right? Okay, fine. So then he has a fever, whatever, they can't go. So then Ben takes one for the team and dresses up as Santa.
Because it's in his blood.
Because it's in his blood and course, he knows. Yeah.
I was hoping that would happen because of how it was going. But I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't do that. Because there are opportunities that are missed so hard in these movies.
Yes.
There's so many of them.
So... Oh, yeah.
Oh, it.
Right.
Sure.
And Hallmark is trying to be better about explaining those little details.
Yeah.
Because people nitpick Hallmark movies so much that, you know, they're just trying to cover all their bases, but they still miss a lot of shit.
They miss a lot of... I feel like that from what we're talking about, like, there's not as many... I guess not continuity issues as there are just like, oh, shucks, you totally missed that. What you could have done, could have gone in this direction.
You could have gone doubled down on the Christmas and really went there.
Yeah, really went in this other. Yeah.
You know, we're not here to nitpick. We're not here to nitpick Hallmark. Like, who cares? Like, I don't care if the suit is magically coming from a chimney magic, Christmas magic. Anything can be justified by Christmas magic for me.
Yep.
Okay?
Christmas, give me Christmas magic.
But yeah, so after he does that for the kid, he's like, wow, that was really nice. Like, I feel good. I understand why my dad would want to be a Santa. I get it now.
Yeah.
Right? So then we have like less than 24 hours to go and... Grace, like, talks him into giving her a ride back to town instead of going to Boston where he was going to make his Uber money. Mm-hmm. So they're back in Green River, right? Because the storm's cleared up. And they listen to Christmas music on the way. And Ben's, like, in the Christmas spirit. But he's still not trying to play Santa for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
Uh-huh. I wish I had that clip, but I don't.
Like, and this is from, like, you have to, so that's like you have to fucking learn that in Santa school?
Yeah.
Oh. I want a movie that is about the fucking Santa school. I want that, Patrick.
Okay.
Please give it to me.
Well, fine. But, you know, first let's get through this one. So, yeah. So he, we get to the town and then we meet, what is his name? Clint, the replacement Santa. So this
Clint?
Is Clint.
Oh, Clint. Okay.
The mayor's son, he's like kind of bitchy gay. Yeah. Right. He just wants the glory of Santa, not like the heart of Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. Yeah. I see that. So he's
they're
like
the giving him
Santa.
Line readings of like ho ho ho, and he's like ho ho ho. Ho ho ho. Ho 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 ho. And they're like, no, it's
Clint,
ho ho ho.
No, Clint, just literally do what I'm doing. Ho ho ho.
Yeah, and he's like, ha ho ha.
Nope, that's okay.
We who won't.
We need it. Alrighty.
What syllable am I saying? I don't know. But yeah, so he's the worst. He can't do anything.
That's amazing. He can't do it. That's great.
Yes. So then Grace gets invited to a what is it? An ugly Christmas sweater party. So then she's like, I need a date. Will you come with me, Ben? So he goes with her. They do like a you know, little montage of like them just getting their Christmas sweaters all together or whatever. And they get them all tangled like romantically, like the buttons.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes. Good.
So at this point in the movie, Drew, you're feeling that time coming where we get the big misunderstanding dramatic moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. The standard.
Yeah, yeah. And I also wrote, like, this happened so fast that I wasn't really sure, like, what happened. Like, because I was contemplating Stephanie Tanner's teeth and how they were so amazing. Mm-hmm. And, it, you know, she had that meth past. So, like, did she get caps? Like, did she get her teeth replaced? Because mm-hmm. meth messes with your teeth, guys.
Yeah, meth is not.
So you have to be careful.
Trust me.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know personally, but yeah. So... But yeah, so
trust me, I
was like thinking
math.
About that, but I missed it. And then did you actually go back and like see what that was, Jamie? Right. Yeah, it was so minute that it was like he really was just we already established that he's very dramatic because he's a writer.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie can contest dramatic writers are. I know. Your office is just people like in scarves and berets, like just prancing around.
Just scoffing like, ah!
How could you?
What?
Yeah. No.
That's BuzzFeed. Right. That's all BuzzFeed office. I never.
So he's very betrayed and he's like, how could you do this?
Do what though? What?
We don't know.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. So then...
Girl, drop this guy. He's... red flag.
Yes.
Red flag. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he is pretty handsome, huh?
Yeah, he is. So we are at, like, the big parade, I guess, thing now, right? And the USA Today, or whatever, the Good Day USA person's there, and she's like, where's the Santa? And then Clint's, like, on the slate. She's like, who's this? We didn't sign up for this loser to be doing this. And... Clint's like, ho, 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 ho. Yeah, he's like, I want to go watch the game. I'm like, what? I don't understand. So then Ben shows up and he like basically like pushes him off the sleigh.
Oh, good.
He's okay. Like, I'm here now. And then he's like, pushes Clint off the sleigh. And Clint's like, what? Oh, what's happening? And like, I thought they were going to brawl, but they didn't. Yes,
she agreed.
The mayor mom was not about it. So he gets off the sleigh, and then before he goes, like off camera, he's like, I'm going to go watch the game. I was like, oh my God, let that bit go, guys. It's like not even funny.
Well, it's not even like, well, yeah, we get it. He's the bad vert. Like he's the shitty Santa.
Okay. Yeah. So they had to like have that little thing in there. It was just very random, and I was like, that is just so unnecessary.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly. It's yes. The villain Santa.
So then we have another montage. This one is provided by Sia. That was Sia's song there, Jamie. Her new she has a new Christmas album out.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I thought that was Hallmark this year is bringing the big bucks to feature actual Christmas music instead of the generic, like, mm-hmm. Is this Jingle Bells? Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, in both of them, they did that. Because Michael Bublé is the king of Christmas now, apparently. I don't know. But anyway, so they have that going, and it's like a little montage, and, you know, we see the parade. There's like these baton twirlers who are like way too old to be twirling batons. And there's a man on stilts, and all the kids flock to Santa, and Santa doesn't break character, Drew. So when you are Santa, mm-hmm. you have to stay in character.
Yep.
So Dumb Absolutely. Grace is like, hey, can we talk, Ben? Like, I feel like there was a misunderstanding here. And he's like, ho, ho, ho. What are you talking about, lady?
Good.
Yeah. And she's like very upset. So she like runs away to like a park bench. She's like, what happened? Ben doesn't like me. And he's like chases after her. He's like, hey, Grace, you know, I was just... There's kids there, so like I can't just have a conversation with you right here.
Chill out.
Yes, Jamie, that would be a great twist. A Miracle on 34th Street twist.
That would be great. And she'd be like, but I thought, and oh.
Yeah. But wait.
But who did I talk?
And then the sleigh bells like go away and you're ho, ho, ho. Or ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
It was Clint all along, guys. Clint. He's the real
Santa.
He was
actually Santa Claus.
Jamie, that's your writer brain working overtime, watching these movies, trying to make sense of it in a writer's way. Aw, well, you know.
Jamie, you please Absolutely write one. Absolutely good.
Please write my gay one where Bobby is young me and he hates Christmas because he eats too much chocolate and throws up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he becomes a sassy gay half Ecuadorian, mm-hmm. and then something happens. I don't know. Maybe I go to Ecuador and find Christmas.
Yeah, you find Christmas in Ecuador.
Yeah, and I'd love for Hallmark to pay for me to have a trip to Ecuador.
Yep.
Because, you know.
Right.
They're running out of towns in Canada to film, so Ecuador seems like a good next step. There's lots of snow in the mountains.
Jamie, write that right now.
Yes.
As soon as we're done here. Write that.
So then, you know, they have their meeting at the bench, and I don't really have much, but, you know, they just kiss and stuff. Oh, and he's like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a children's novel, right? Oh, yes. She's an artist, Drew. Like, that's her secret passion. Like, she runs the store and everything. That's just, like, her family, like, burden. But her real passion's art.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Insane. Yeah. Like... In the other...
Oh, they're like hyper photorealistic.
Super real, like, but they're paintings. And in a previous movie, Jamie, we were talking about like how the guy was an actor, but he wanted to be an artist. And they didn't show his work or anything. But this one, they showed the paintings. And I'm like, is that a photo? That's like really good, Jodie Sweetin.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
On just the art, yeah.
So whoever that artist was, good for you. Or if that was just a picture printed on a canvas. I don't know. It really looked like a picture printed on canvas. So she wants to be an artist. And so he's like, I'm going to write a children's novel. Do you know any illustrators?
You can't see. No one can see this, but Patrick put his...
Oh, I did.
He put his fist to his chin.
I did. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
But yeah, so they kiss and kiss and kiss. But then we get 11 months later. And
baby. There's a baby.
No.
No.
They're at the book signing or whatever for the book that they worked on together.
Yeah.
And in the book, he wrote his proposal. So he proposes to Grace in the book. And then... I think like
in the published book?
Yeah. Yes. Cuz he's Mr. Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, "How did you know I would say yes?" And he's like, "I had a hunch." And then the snow falls cuz they're were they in the store, Jamie? Were they in her shop? Right. Yeah.
And turns out it was all in a snow globe.
Oh, I wish. I wish. So, Jamie, on the podcast, we pour it up if we love it, and we put a cork in it if we would not recommend it, hated it. What are you going to do today? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
Because you had mentioned before we watched that you were a little nervous because in Full House 2 or whatever it's called, Fuller House? I don't know. I'm not following that show. But you said she's, you know, a little heavy-handed in that show. But she was my fave on Full House. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And they, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I really want to get them on the podcast. It would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yes, I just, I love that. That's so great. Okay, well, great. I'm also going to pour it up for this one. Mm-hmm. I liked Jodie Sweetin back in the day, Stephanie Tanner, how rude. And, you know, I thought she did a good job.
You know what? And I'm going to, I do the blind...
The blind
one, blind version. I'm going to pour it up as well, blind pour it up, because one, Jamie, I trust your pour it up.
Yes.
I also, there's a lot of Santa Claus in it, and I love Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I love me some Santa Claus. Give me that Santa Claus magic. Oh, and the fact that a Santa school exists in this universe.
Yes. Okay. Jamie, where can we find you on social media? Ooh. Wonderful. And Drew, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, both at Drew, but with pants.
Great. Thank you both for being here for our discussion on Finding Santa, right? Finding Santa mm-hmm. is what it's called. I forgot. And you can thank you, listeners, for checking in with us. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime on Court. We watch these movies so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us or call us at 872-267-4117 and share your thoughts. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and we will see you next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.